support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Find out more at cbf.org.au.
But what is Moorish Meg? Not man, Moorish man. We're Moorish Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moorish men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
My standing response to people contacting me to express their disappointment of the referenda outcome is, it was disappointing, but it wasn't our first time at the rodeo. The wounds that were revealed were not ours, but those of the deep-seated racism that lay dormant in this country. As the saying goes, circumstances don't define you, they reveal you. For Indigenous people, it revealed our strength, endurance and grace in the face of adversity, and we will rest, recover, regroup and never give up in the fight for justice and recognition of our inherent rights as the first peoples of this country. Most importantly, we are strengthened by the fact that our support base has grown to reflect an intellectual capacity that can and will pick up the baton going forward. Brains will defeat brawn eventually. Welcome to Moorish Mag. This is Jim and Nick. How you going, Nick?
I'm good, thank you, Jim. And good morning to you as well and our listeners out there. It's good to be back here on a week of,
Well, a week fun, of what?
Fun challenges, but there's still the challenge ahead of us.
Oh,
and either way, it still was going to be a challenge, but there's still a challenge ahead of us, and hopefully our survival and our wound will reconnect us and get us back together, and as you mentioned, and we can still move forward because those challenges are still left and those issues still have to be addressed.
Yes. Can I thank RTRFM and management for their support and encouragement this week, because they didn't think we were going to come in today.
Didn't they?
But, okay. You know, we got knocked down, we hit the canvas like 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, but hey, brother, we got up.
We got to get up.
Got up, and, you know, 65,000 years versus 230 is nothing really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you compare the, you know, the, what, 3,000 generations BC before Cook?
At least 3,000.
What are we worried about? Mm-hmm. 230 years of invasion, colonisation, disruption of country, massacres, stolen children, stolen wages. Shall we go on?
We could, Jim, but let's not. Let's just think hope for the future, because there's a lot at the end of the tunnel. It's not a train coming. This is just one little challenge that has a setback. But, as I said, we still have to continue on.
Well, I would have thought 10 rounds with Mike Tyson would have been like a train, because he nearly bit off my ear. But that's another story.
We'll talk about that.
So welcome to listeners here on RTRFM 92.1. Look, obviously we're venting a little bit today. If you want something to say or pass on your love, 0405 921 921 0405 921 921, and you know our listeners on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Yes, you know, nearly a week has gone by. There's been another disruption in our world, but our world has had lots of disruptions, eh, Nick?
We have, yes. It's been a long time and it'll be a continuous one, but hopefully each and every time we'll get stronger.
Yeah,
and we'll come together.
So we're cruising today, going to be a cruisy show on Moorish Mag, going to play a bit of music. No guests today. Maybe play some meaningful songs that might hit you right there. And influence, well, I don't think we need to influence our listeners.
No, I think our listeners.
Showing their colours.
Yeah. A lot of support there, yep.
Yeah, but there might be other listeners that have tuned in. If you've just tuned in, this is Moorish Mag, telling you good stories about First Nations peoples, RTRFM 92.1. Let's go to a song. Here's Wurrumpi and How We Roll, Black Fella, White Fella. Oh, yes, talking about the spirit of reconciliation there. Black fella, white fella, Wurrumpi band. They've been around for a long time, and even longer is Jimmy Little, rest in peace, and singing a song which is all about what we're doing now, Buried Me Deep in Love. So that's the love we hope we're oozing out of RTRFM 92.1. We've felt a bit of hatred, I must say, the last few days. Felt a bit of hatred on Sunday, and wow, it's been sort of up and down. Shout out to Dave, saw him in the street a little while ago,
made the comment, "You going to work today?" "Oh, we thought Mudditch Mag were going to have some time off." And I said to the brother, "Thank you so much for acknowledging the work and acknowledging that so many people in Australia just don't know what they don't know, which is sadly the reality of our world. They just don't know what they don't know." And he was very encouraging, and I'm glad he's listening. So thanks for that, Dave. You made my day. So buried me deep in love, Jimmy Little.
And Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
It was just beautiful, Jim. And we were talking off air before we come here that you were talking about the fear of waking up Sunday morning and how you felt fearful of going out to pull down your signs and stuff. That's very strange to hear that in this place called Australia.
Oh, look, I was...
Very strange.
Like I said, I went to take down the Yes banners that were in a very strategic place on a pole outside my house, which was part of a T-junction, and one further up the drive, different Yes. So I took them down and I raced inside like a, I was scared.
Shouldn't be feeling that way, Jim. We shouldn't be feeling that way. You know, this is a democracy world that we live in, and also, a community that wants to move together, and the people have voted, and we might not, the vote might have not have went the way we would have liked, but it is there, it is what we have got. So calls back onto our resilience to find another layer of resilience to continue on.
If you have any thoughts. Mm-hmm. 0405921921. But as Nick said, I was a little afraid. I was almost thinking, there's a drive-by. You know what drive-bys mean, don't you? Look, and I don't want to sort of express the view that we're angry. I think probably annoyed and disappointed, as I've said earlier. But it's more about, I don't think we appreciate the level of what took place. And we now know that there's a lot of work to do.
There is a lot of work to do, Jim. And I just think that the nation just didn't take this opportunity to advance the nation as a nation. But we have to still work on.
Yes, so if you're listening to RTRFM, Mudditch Mag, you're listening because you like the show. I guess you're listening too because you respect the people that are involved with RTRFM. This is your radio station. You're locked onto 92.1, and I guess you're listening in because you like what we have to say. And we're all about truth-telling, and that's so important for us. So stay in tune. We're going to be a bit cruisy today. We've got no guests to talk to today, and we really wanted to, I guess, vent ourselves a little, but also share with you our aspirations, our disappointments, our vision for the future. I mean, I just think we've got a lot of work to do. And I know if you're listening to Mudditch Mag right now, you're supportive. But, of course, if you aren't supportive, well, perhaps you better not text 0405921921. But if you're supportive, by all means, 0405921921, and let us know whether it's worth listening to us anymore. I want you to say yes. we want to listen to you. So 0405921921. Just say yes if you liked. Again, a big shout out to Dave. This is Mudditch Mag, Noongar Radio, and Great Southern FM. Let's go to a song. Oh, great song there, Ellie Longgrove and Nancy Bates doing a cover of "Beautiful Child." Archie Roach, rest in peace, an amazing Stolen Generation person that's done good. Him and his lovely lady, Ruby Hunter, that are no longer with us. With us in spirit here.
They're with us in spirit there, Jim, and it's just a way that they can use their talents to overcome adversity and tell a story over many, many years.
Yes.
And they'll continue to do that, yep.
Going to come a time when we don't need to do that. Going to come a time when we won't have to sing about adversity, sing about disadvantage, sing about inequality and the way our world is. And, you know, that's the truth of the matter. We need to address the inequalities that exist in our world. And we've talked about this many times before as to what the gaps are, the gaps in between First Nation people and the dominant culture of Australia. And I don't think we need to remind our listeners what that means or what it is, but rest assured, their gaps in life expectancy does improve, will improve. Gaps in services to Aboriginal people, stolen generation people and their families only, well, they suffer greatly, and that's something we can talk about a great deal. Only 33% of our stolen generation people and their families get adequate services from NGOs or service providers. So the discrepancies are there in a big way. And, you know, a big shout out to the family, the Mippy family, the Dodd family, who's experiencing some real dreadful trauma at the moment. And hopefully things go well for the families coming from Meekatharra, Noongar, Warburton Rangers.
Mm-hmm, yes. But also we must remember the Gentle family as well, because that's part of the young fellow's bloodlines and that as well.
Good. So I hope all goes well and that what happens as far as ongoing incarceration of children in adult prisons has got to stop. It's got to stop. I think we've now realised that a death in custody or anything relating to poor treatment of children in adult prisons it shouldn't be happening again. And we need to be rest assured. That's why our listeners need to understand this, that these sorts of things shouldn't be happening. I mean, how would you like your 16-year-old son, nephew, grandson being locked up in an adult prison? Put your foot, put our shoes on. It is about those sort of discrepancies that we need to consider. And so a beautiful child, that's a dedication to anyone who's listening, and particularly older people who sometimes revert back to childhood. That might be me in a way, Nick. Being afraid of the dark or being afraid of a drive-by or being afraid of being threatened simply because you are different to the dominant culture of our world. And I guess that's the way a lot of people are feeling now. They're feeling, I don't know, is there worth? Is there, you know, are we losing our will to be proud? And I know you're going to pull me up on this, Nick, and hope you do.
Yes, I am, Jim, because there's so much positives to be out there. And one is that we're still alive today. We're still breathing today. And I just want to thank all those listeners that done an SMS and messages in here of positive messages, yes, but also some of the negative messages that we've got, yes, to take them on board and that stuff there. But, you know, and we'll continue to get on. We just continue to live in hope, because tomorrow the sun will rise tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow will be a better day. And then hopefully somewhere along the line, we'll come together as a community and as a nation to walk the same path together, where there's no inequality, there's no inadversity, and there's no racism in our society. Mm. And that's probably the last bit I want to say around that, Sapper Jim, because, yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to the Penny family. You know, there's a loss in the Great Southern Region. That's happening today. Sadness yet again around us. Grief and loss issues. Trauma, but that's... And you know, I guess it is time to move on and reflect a little, and that's what this radio station's all about. Sadly, this week we're sort of feeling a bit like we need to mourn a little, and that's okay, and we can do that. Let's go to a song. This is Moorish Mag on 92.1. Moorish Mag, a big shout-out to Glenn Stasik, Black Russian. Had the privilege of going to the Karambarang Film Festival last week at Murdoch University. It's going to be an annual event where... short films are being shown.
Right, I must have missed that, Jim. That sounds interesting, yep.
Canberrang Film Festival, so keep an eye on that, I guess, the same time next year. And we had the pleasure of having Glenn Stasik in the studio not so long ago. He came in with a child and heading off to the Royal Show. Glenn's Stasik is of Russian background, and his company is called Black Russian Productions. So keep an eye out for that man. His latest production is Wadjimup, reworks of Wadjimup, and the story of Wadjimup, which is also a great look, a great viewing. I mean, there's so much available for you now. Wadjimup, look it up on YouTube. There are many interesting film clips. Look up Bessie Flowers, the story of Bessie Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Yokai Invasion Day. There are many resources for you to give consideration to, including what the 1905 Act means for Aboriginal people, the situation around constitutional rights and what I've been hearing in recent times. And the first constitution in 1901, Nick, didn't include First Nation people because the understanding was that we would all die out. So, there's information you need to know and take on board as responsible citizens and understanding the truth around what is happening to First Nation people, the oldest living culture on the planet that have been here 3,000 generations before Cook, and the situation we find ourselves in today. So that's what today is all about. That's what Muddish Mag is all about. Giving you some empowerment to understand our world better, giving ourselves a bit of empowerment because not everyone's free to get on air and blurt out the things that are so important to them, like we are doing now. But more importantly, making sure that you understand the truth-telling and what is happening in our world that is important. I mean, if you want to go and look at the broader picture of media, that's not always good news stories. It's usually negative. What we'd like to portray is something that's really positive about our community. Look, don't be concerned, okay? This week is a little worry, but from here on, you know, we'll vent this week, Nick. But we're in mourning, perhaps. But we've chose to front up today and talk to our beloved audiences that have been so wonderful in texting in to say yes, 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 yes. I mean, how many times can you say yes? But also being positive about what we're portraying to them. And, you know, maybe we're misguided, but hopefully our listeners are mostly positive and understand the real issues that are so relevant to us. This is Muddish Mag, if you just tuned in. But also 0405 921 921. Nick, you're dying to say something.
I am, Jim, but I'm just trying to think of what to say other than you've sort of covered a lot of stuff that I wanted to say. But, but you know, I'm just looking out the window there. Good. And I'm seeing that beautiful blue sky over there and that little bit of a palm tree creeping over the top of the hedges of the rooftops over there, and that one little cloud to the left of us over there and another little cloud over there. So it's just a beautiful day out there. And tomorrow will be a new day as well. And each and every day will be a new day as we just understand this beautiful place that we're in and the love and the respect that we bring. And we hope that the broader community would bring so that we can understand our differences, understand where we are, but also walk a journey together.
Well, Nick, and Nick, of course, does Welcome to Country in the mornings here on 6:30 on 92.1 with Brother Richard Wally, or should I say Professor Richard Wally. And, you know, this is Noongar Boodja, this is RTR-FM, and let's go to a song. For love, ready for love, there, Marindas. Yeah, the girls Dempsey and Kickett kicked off their career in Perth as a result of the Sapphires. Sapphires were launched here in Perth, premiere movie about the girls travelling all over the world, to Vietnam, etc., etc., etc. Movie. And yes. The Marindas were formed.
It's a great spin-off, Jim, and the girls have done very well in entertaining our community across here, but also across the eastern seaboard and that stuff, and it's great what they're doing.
So good on them. They performed. They came together with their, what do you call it when your hair goes up like that? Beehive or something.
It's like, oh, well.
The Motown, the looks of the
60s. Oh, yes, yes.
So that's where the Sapphires came, and there are some amazing people from the Sapphires, including Naomi Mayers. Mayers, who was CEO of Redfern AMS. When she was younger, she travelled with these other women, and we're in sort of the firing line. In the war
over there, yes.
Singing for all the soldiers, the people that were involved in Vietnam, etc. And of course, a lot of the soldiers thought they were Afro-American, but they were surprised to know that the Sapphires were Aboriginal girls from New South Wales. And there's been a movie made, and Jessica Mailboy
plays the lead role. Yes,
movie, and she played one of the singers,
Deborah Mailman.
Deborah Mailman as well, of course.
Mm-hmm, yes.
There you go. So Marindas have done well to, retrace some of the work of Sapphires, and they're doing really well now over on the eastern seaboard. Their latest song is Boomerang, which we won't play today. I think we played it last week. So if you've just tuned in, this is RTRFM Mudditch Mag, and cruisy day for us today on Mudditch Mag and Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. And we've had some amazing responses. Yes, our listeners out there said yes, 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 we want you to stay involved in Mudditch Mag. So that's given us a little bit of encouragement. Nick?
We don't need much encouragement there, Jim, but we still have to come out and we still do what we want to do and what we love doing, and that's educating the broader audience, our listeners out there, but also giving the opportunity for positive news of what's happening in our community out there. I mean, you know, we have spoken enough today about the last couple of weeks, but that's behind us now. That's history. We don't look back at that then. We look forward to breaking new boundaries.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's go to another song. This is Mudditch Mag. Christine Arnoux singing a great song, originally done by Wurrumpi and Island Home. Haven't heard much of her in more recent times, but look, we're going to sign out now, Nick.
Yes, we'll sign out, Jim. Thanks for coming in today and sitting in this room with me and, looking on the bright side. And for our listeners out there, thank you for listening, and we look forward to continue the walk forward.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. I'm going to go with Bobby McLeod and talk again to you next week.